أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So in Afrikaans you say in the name of Allah, the barmhartig, the genadig. The barmhartig, the genadig. The most merciful, the most compassionate. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Sajda, which we are busy with today, verse number 18, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Is the believer, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ, is the one who believes, كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا, like or similar to the one who is a fasiq, the one who is a sinner, fasiq. أي أَفَمَنْ كَانَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مُؤْمِنًا مُتَّقِيًّا لِلَّهِ كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا خَارِجًا عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Is the one who in this world was a mu'min together with those traits, muttaqiyya. He was firm, he was focused, he had the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart. Can he be like the one who is a fasiq, the one who sins, transgresses, and totally oblivious of the commands, the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal? Can they be the same? أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. So this is verse number 18. Allah Azza wa Jal says at the end of this very same verse, لا يستوون. أي لا يستوون في الآخرة بالثواب والكرامة كما لم يستووا في الدنيا بالطاعة والعبادة. Never will it be the same in the Akhirah in terms of rewards, in terms of honor, in terms of respect, dignity. كما لم يستووا في الدنيا بالطاعة والعبادة. Can it be like the one who is, can it be the same as the one who in this world he was striving each day to imbibe obedience to Allah? Can he be the same? You could see it in his ibadah. La yastawun. Never can it be the same. It's similar to the verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Can we make the Muslim like the Mujrimeen? Allah Azza wa Jal is informing us of His Adal, His justice, and His honor. It can't be. أَنَّهُ لَا يُسَاوِي فِي حُكْمِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا بِآيَاتِهِ مُتَّبِعًا لِرُسُلِهِ بِمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا أَيْ خَارِجًا عَنْ طَاعَةِ رَبِّهِ. Can't be, can never be, according to Allah's justice system. And we know He is Al-Adl. He has justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice, it can never be that this person who gave his entire life worshipping, obedient to Allah, be like that one who is moving away from the ta'ah of his sustainer, from the obedience of his sustainer. He is quick to ignore it. They on the day of Qiyamah can never be the same. Allah Azza wa Jal now mentions the condition of those who have iman. What is there? What is there? What is in store for them? أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. With regards to those who have iman and those who do good actions, they follow it up by good actions. You want to know the strength of your iman? Then look at your actions. Is it good or bad? Then you'll know. Yes, you may have iman, but the quality of your iman will depend. It will play. It will play out. It will show in terms of your good actions. So when you're looking at this verse, then you just go to Surah Al-Asr and then you see Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Insan is at a total loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who have iman, prerequisite is iman. You are good in this world, your rewards will be in this world. Good health or some way or the other, Allah Azza wa Jal will recompensate you for that. You are good, here's your rewards in the world, in some other avenue. But when it comes to the Akhirah, there's not going to be this. And also you must know that the goodness in this world that is granted as rewards for these people, it doesn't come with peace. So they may be granted money, they may be granted with different avenues, but that peace cannot be there. Because Allah says, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find solace. Without the remembrance of Allah, there's no solace. So that can't apply. So this we must consider. Amma alladhina amanu. Come back to this verse. We are at verse number 19. Surah Sajdah, chapter 32. Amma alladhina amanu. With regards to those who believe, wa amilu salihat, and they do good actions. Ay, amma al-muttaqoon alladhina jama'u bayna al-iman wal-amal al-salih. With regards to the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the Allah fearing, the Allah walas, they joined between iman and salih, amal al-salih, good actions. That is what their feature is. For them, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. What's their benefit for them? For these people is جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. What is جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى? جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى is gardens to dwell. Gardens to dwell. جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. That's their abode. نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. نُزُلًا, this is a guest of honor. The guest of honor, bima kanu ya'malun, an honorable hospitality. Why? Bima kanu ya'malun, for what they used to do. This is what is in store for them. This is what is their gift to them. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this here. And with regards to the transgressors, so on the one end, honor, dignity, guest of honor, and like this, wa amma alladhina fasaqu, and with regards to those who commit fisq and they commit sin, fa ma'wahum an-nar, for them their abode is the fire, because they went out of the obedience of Allah, then their abode is the fire of Jahannam. فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. So either this fire, either this punishment is going to be temporarily for the believers who had sin, perpetrated sin, they will have to get cleansed there. Allah Azza wa Jal can cleanse them in the qabr, can cleanse them in this world. But in this particular instance, فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, where their fire, their abode is going to be the fire, then it is in the manner that they have exited the ta'ah of Allah, the obedience of Allah. Now you're going to be cleansed here. For those who did not have the prerequisite, they passed away, died without iman, then for them is perpetual punishment, everlasting punishment. And here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions it. Remember, something that is ongoing, that is not going to stop, that is really, really in itself, it's demoralizing, demotivating. It kills you that this is never going to stop. So, beloved ummatis, understand well. You are going through some difficulty in this world. It's going to come to an end one day, provided you held strong with iman. For those who perpetrated and lacked the Allah Azza wa Jal, that is why that cry is supposed to be there. One is to feel that, alhamdulillah, I've been granted iman. The other is to see with the other eye that person doesn't have iman. How can I be okay that I'm fine and that person is not, is his condition is going to be? That is when that worry, concern is then sparked to say that, listen, I need to do something. I need to also see this domestic has been here working for me. And I have not introduced Islam. An introduction to Islam doesn't start with the invitation by words. The invitation starts with being kind to them. The start starts with showing them kindness, with treating them well as an employee. We're quick to point fingers at this one, that, but we ourselves in our own homes, how are we to our own staff? We say, oh, my boss, but what about me in my own home with my own employees? I have to question myself. Don't just say employer, say what about me as an employer at home? So then you'll see there's many, many flaws within ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. So the punishment for them is everlasting. And for you, yes, you can feel happy now and make shukr, but what guarantee is there that you're going to leave with iman when you know well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will wake up in the morning with iman. Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira, and vice versa. A person in the morning, believer, at night, disbeliever. And vice versa, moving between these two conditions. So either the iman takes over him or the sin takes over him. And then it's a daunting, horrific road ahead of him. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. So here, we said to you, everlasting. Now look at this word that comes in this verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions this to us. That with regards, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا, with regards to those who commit, perpetrate fisq, fujur, فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, their punishment is the fire. Their abode is the fire. النَّارُ, that is their abode. Kullama in itself is a real warning. And it's a warning that such, it's supposed to cause shivers in your spine. Kullama, whenever, aradu, they wish, ayyakhruju minha, that they exit from it, from annar, from the fire, from this abode, that is flaming, U'idu fiha, they will be returned to it. The heat is on. The test is on. The catastrophe is on. But for the believer, he's checking. My end is good. Alhamdulillah, if I persevere now. Tolerance. Wabashiri sabirin. Give glad tidings to those who exercise tolerance, patience. The end is good for me. It's eternal pleasure, joy. That ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara fi qalbi basharin. That which the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard of, and hasn't crossed the thought process of insan. This is for the believer. And that's what we discussed to you, and we mentioned to you in the previous verse where Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned this is the rewards for the believers, that this is what they're going to get in return. But for you, you have to make effort in this regard. That's the question. That's the real objective of our lives. In the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we did it verse 17. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No nafs knows what has been in store for them, what has been hidden for them. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ, from the coolness of their eyes, it's going to give off that coolness of the eyes. It is going to give them such pleasure, such joy. They know, nafs knows what it is. And that is when Allah Azza wa Jal says in Hadith al-Qudsi, and this is where Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions it, and A'tadtu, لعبادي الصالحين. I've prepared from my for my pious servants. And this year, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر في قلب بشر. Under the Bukhari Sharif, under this very same verse, that hadith is quoted there. So Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to set our objectives, our GPS, in the right direction again. We've made spelling mistakes when we typed it out. As Mulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakatuh says, sometimes we're so engrossed, you get so, and you're typing in the GPS, you put JA, and then, you know, it brings up all those options. You clicked without seeing, and you clicked for Jahannam, and you're traveling thinking you are going on the right path, but you forgot to double check, is it really the correct destination? How many times you get caught like this? In reality, we wanted to go to some place, we assumed it's correct. When we get there, it's a, but that's not the place. Why? Because we were oblivious, or we were not concentrating, and we pressed the wrong button, and it just shifted a little bit off track, sometimes a major off track. That means now you're in Dubai. If you miss one off ramp, it's not like South Africa. You can just catch the next off ramp and come back and come back like this. There you will travel for kilometers, kilometers, and you will get even more lost. So you need to know where is your destination. Now, kullama, every time these infidels, the inhabitants of the fire, أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها, every time they intend to exit from it, أعيدوا فيها, they will be returned to it. And it will be said to them, one is, you're not going to exit this place. And to then stamp this humiliation, it's going to be said to them, وقيل لهم, it will be said to them, ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. It will be said to them, ذوقوا, taste. Normally you say, how does this taste? Taste, you say it's for something divine, something delicious. But in this, you were sarcastic, used to mock, used to scoff at the Quran Sharif verses, all of this. You denied what was, you denied the stay here. Because remember in the verses we said to you earlier, verse 10, in the same surah when we did this verse, they said, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. They denied it. They said, after we are lost in the earth, أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, will we be given a new creation, come out again? Allah says, no, leave all of that. You are rejecting the meeting with me. بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Rather, instead, they reject their meeting with their sustainer. So coming to this verse here, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, you rejected it. Now taste this adab of the fire. الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. That which you denied. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us. Let's stop here, but let's stop on this note. What lesson have we prepared as believers? We believe in the verses of the Quran Sharif, we say. But if it's real belief, what effort are we making thereafter? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.